Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, May 18th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Big Tesla short. Amazon could double to $6,000 next year, says Morgan Stanley Bull. And Apple reportedly largely ceded control of Chinese data centers to government. Leading today's news: Tesla shares were the weakest among the big six megacaps in Monday's trading, declining more than 2% and falling back below their 200-day simple moving average. Other highly valued stocks have seen weakness lately. Fellow megacap Apple, for example, has also been testing its 200-day SMA, although it has survived that test so far. But Tesla shares are feeling the pressure coming from a few directions, related to and unrelated to its core business of selling cars. Stock numbers. In Monday's session, Tesla fell back below the 200-day SMA, which sits at about $584. Last week, Tesla fell below that level for the first time since March 2020. At the depth of the COVID-related selling, and momentum has been a concern for a month. Shares are now down 35% from their closing high in late January and 24% lower from the recent high on April 13. Just two trading sessions earlier, on April 9th, the 50-day SMA crossed the 100-day in a bearish sign. The price has been consistently below the 100-day since April 27th, and the 50-day since May 6th. The relative strength index sits just above the threshold territory at 33. The last time it was there was early March, but in a more bullish sign, shares set below 30 for only two sessions before mounting a rally. Also bullish is the chart picture using the less known Ichimoku cloud, which is used to gauge support and resistance. For Tesla, the trend is higher based on that cloud, Katie Stockton, founder of Fair Lead Strategies, told Yahoo Finance. Burry short. Tesla shares got hit with additional pressure yesterday afternoon when Michael Burry, of the Big Short fame, disclosed a large short position in the stock. Burry's Scion Asset Management holds 8,001 put contracts, bearish options on 800,100 Tesla shares, although there were no details on strike price or expiry in the regulatory filing. Burry had disclosed a Tesla short in December in a since-deleted tweet and has expressed his concern about the valuation. Burry was one of the catalysts for the retail investor interest in GameStop, although he closed out his long position before the big squeeze. The disclosure adds some more credence to the theory that Tesla shares have come too far too fast after a year of cash from fiscal and monetary stimulus chasing returns in big tech and momentum names. Tesla is currently trading at an enterprise value multiple of about 11 times based on its expected 2021 revenues. Hardly a bargain, but Tesla will continue to record impressive growth figures for the next 3 to 4 years and possibly beyond. Seeking Alpha contributor The Outsider wrote yesterday, warning about buying on the current pullback. This justifies, to some extent, its premium valuation, but even when compared to technology companies, this valuation seems to already incorporate much of the future growth. Self-driving headlines. A fatal crash in California involved a Tesla Model 3 driver who had, in the past, recorded TikTok videos lauding the full self-driving feature and driving with his hands off the wheel, according to Reuters. Yesterday, the California Department of Motor Vehicles confirmed that Tesla is under review to see if the company misleads customers by advertising its full self-driving capability option. Crypto controversy. Tesla shares have also seen volatility as CEO Elon Musk battles with supporters arguably as passionate as his own devoted customers and investors, the crypto crowd. Musk, who had been praised for accepting Bitcoin for transactions and seen Tesla's stock rally on the announcement, found himself in the crosshairs after reversing that decision and suspending Bitcoin purchases on concerns about the amount of energy used in mining. After then saying he believes in crypto, he ended up in a weekend Twitter war with cryptocurrency fans that led to speculation Tesla may shed its Bitcoin holdings. He then had to clarify that Tesla wouldn't sell. Kathy Woods, ARK Investment Management, big Tesla bulls, even came out to disagree with Musk's contention, saying that Bitcoin mining would benefit the environment in the end. In reality, we believe that very few vehicle purchases took place using Bitcoin given the significant capital gains tax liability such transactions could incur, CFRA analyst Garrett Nelson wrote. We think Tesla's foray into cryptocurrency has both weighed on the stock's valuation and muddled the story, raising a plethora of questions regarding its capital allocation strategy, such as why the return on investment on Bitcoin might outweigh that of a new vehicle factory. With $1.5 billion in Bitcoin on Tesla's balance sheet, crypto questions will keep coming for the company. And it remains to be seen if Musk will step back from the Twitter battles after anointing himself the Doge Father. In other news, Morgan Stanley analyst Brian Nowak sees a case where Amazon shares could be worth $6,000 in 2023. The analyst notes that Amazon currently trades at 1.2 times 2022 on a PEG basis, which is a 30% discount to its median tech peer group. Valuing Amazon in line with other mega-cap tech stocks at 1.7 PEG would put the company at a 45% discount to Walmart, and Nowak says Amazon could warrant a higher PEG. Morgan Stanley maintains an overweight rating and a $4,500 price target on Amazon. After a multi-year investigation, the New York Times is out with a report about Apple's hard bargain in China. The report says Apple has largely ceded control of its data centers in Guiyang and the Inner Mongolia region to the Chinese government, despite CEO Tim Cook previously assuring that data stored within the region would be safe. Key quote, Chinese state employees physically manage the computers. Apple abandoned the encryption technology it used elsewhere after China would not allow it, and the digital keys that unlock information on those computers are stored in the data centers they're meant to secure. It's 13F season, where hedge funds disclose holdings in regulatory filings. David Tepper's Appaloosa LP exited Square, Wells Fargo, Tenneco, and Kinder Morgan. It took new positions in Chesapeake Energy and Viacom CBS and Discovery. Among other moves, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway took a new position in Aon PLC with a 4.1 million shareholding as of March 31, 2021, according to its latest 13F filing. It closed its position in Synchrony Financial and Suncor Energy. Paul Singer's Elliott Management initiated positions in Discovery, Facebook, Trade Desk, and Ryanair. It cut its stakes in F5 Networks and Franco Nevada. Amazon.com is in discussions to acquire MGM Holdings in what could be its biggest entertainment move yet, the information reports. MGM serves as a mini-major film studio today, best known for its James Bond film franchise, but it has a major film library that also includes Rocky and the Pink Panther. It also owns the Epix channel and produces television shows including The Handmaid's Tale, a Hulu hit, and Fargo, as well as reality shows Shark Tank and Survivor. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the green with Bitcoin slightly down. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.